these teams both going at it here right now. Hard to see who's going to win a game like this. I think each team's got enough weapons that they can put a few runs on the plate here. Again, it's going to be who can throw strikes. The ball started getting away from Lane Abraham, and so did that inning. And that's kind of how it goes. They've got to throw strikes. Can't afford walks.
No, walks will hurt you. And both teams actually have been putting the bat on the ball a little bit too, though, Jeff. So that was a little surprising to me because a day like this, not a major amount of strikeouts. A day like this is not that typically great for hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Or pitchers, for that matter, because it's so cold out. So finishing in his warm-up tosses.
Mallory says Hardy is catching.
Yep. Jordan.
We know Mal. Oh, she's saying to Jordan. I thought you were telling us, Mal. All right, Braden Rivak, he's going to be pitching here for the Buccaneer, or for the Loggers.
All right, the little left-hander, Braden Rivak, a senior.
Going to bring Ryder Jones up to play, or to the bat. Ryder Jones, he steps in from the right side, the nine-hitter. And here's the first pitch from Rivak. That one, a ball down low, maybe outside.
Ryder, the nine-hole hitter, he bats from the right side. It's playing right field.
And the pitch from Rivak. That one, a strike. It's 1-1.
Got a nice, easy delivery from the left-hander.
And we're in the top of the fourth inning. Prentice leading 4-2, trying to add to that. And a swing. Ryder gets a hold of that one. It goes foul ball. No one's going to get at it.
Off to the right side and just out of play.
Aiden Schmader-Tobias tried to get at that one.
That's right, Schmader.
And here's Braden. 1-1 the count.
I don't know these new bats, Jeff. This one looks like a wood. It's not.
And strike three to Ryder Jones. That's going to bring up Hardy Heckman.
Throws him with the curveball, Jeff.
Hardy Heckman, the catcher. Up to go here. No, our one out.
Lefty-lefty matchup here, Jeff.
Advantage who?
Pitcher.
Always. All right, there we go. That one down low.
Braden misses inside with the two-seamer.
Advantage pitcher, unless you're Hardy Heckman. He goes up there full confidence.
That's true. Hardy does have definite confidence. 1-0 the count, one out, top of the fourth.
There, Hardy hits that one up the middle. Is Lane going to get to it? No, he's not. It goes into the outfield.
Nice effort there by Lane. It was a soft single, jam job single up the middle, and
Lane just a little slow on it.
Top of the fourth here, and Hardy Heckman gets on base. That'll bring up his brother, Heston.
No, Jonas. Heston's on deck.
Oh, sorry about that. Jonas Soroba.
The one out here, Hardy Heckman at first. He's going to go first pitch. There he goes. He was there by a mile. Braden wasn't holding him on at all.
Braden came out of the windup, forgot he was there, and Hardy, after he rocked back, smartly went to second. And Braden's probably shaking his head there.
He was. Here's Rivak. That one.
Down in the dirt. Here comes the throw.
Oh, a rough throw. That one's going to get to the outfield, and that's going to get to the far outfield. Here comes the throw in. And another run there.
Hardy doing some damage on the bases right there. Hits a single. Steals second. And goes to third on the wild pitch. And then scores on the error throw down to third. And there it is, 5-2.
Just like that, 5-2. No runners on. And Stroba hasn't taken a swing yet and doesn't have to. Still 3-0 is the count here to Jonas Stroba.
Stroba walked and scored in the first inning, or second inning, I should say.
And Rivak, the 3-0 pitch to Stroba. He's not going to swing. Strike.
Okay. Couldn't tell on that call either, Jeff.
The pitch is outside call and the strike call from the umpire is the exact same. Here's Rivak again. That one, a swing and a miss from Stroba. He's back in it. Brady gets back in it. Full count here. Looking for an out.
Ooh, just missed away, and Stroba draws a walk. Stroba's going to be looking to run right away here, and we'll see if the left-hander's got any bag of tricks in his bag to keep him close.
A lot of flies up in this booth here, Scott. You got to be careful where you set your burger. Here's Rivak. There's the pitch. That one, Eston backed out. The umpire must have called timeout. Not sure what happened there. Umpire called timeout, just wasn't ready or something.
He kind of yelled at Braden, and Braden obviously didn't mean to do that.
Obviously not. I think the umpire needs to, like, explain what's going on. We don't know what's a strike. We don't know what's a ball. We don't know what's a timeout if you don't call it.
And there, Stroba gets there, but from center field, here comes the throw.
Loggers are going to throw this one all the way around the field. Runners advancing everywhere. Stroba over to third base.
Stroba steals second and gets to third on the low throw by Henry, and he's having a tough time. And one of these days, it's just tough being a catcher.
You've
been there, I've been there, and, you know, you got guys bouncing the ball in the dirt. It's cold and foul tips and all that other stuff. There's a ball outside.
It's 5-2 here. Prentice leading the Phillips Loggers in this top of the fourth inning. There's one out. It's a 2-0 count here to Heston Heckman. And that one's going to hit hard, or the catcher, and go to the backstop, but nobody advances.
Heston barely got in the box, and he was ready to pitch. And I think that was the first time, or the next time, when he was saying, hold up. So 3-0 the count. Heston's looking, making sure that Braden's not quick pitching him. I don't think he means to. I think he's just in a rhythm.
That one up high, and four pitches, four balls here. Heston Heckman gets first base. Runners at the corners with one out. Jonas at third, Heston at first. I'll bet you $5 he steals.
Yep, I'm not taking that bet.
I thought you agreed. I heard yes come out of your mouth, Scott. And here is Heckman, and he goes, and no throw. You owe me $5.
All right, stolen base by Heston, and the first three have reached single walk here. Top of the fourth inning, and Prentice looking to break it open here, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, one hit, and this ball game's going to be pretty tough to come back.
That all depends on the pitching, though, Jeff. You get a lot of walks.
I did see J.J. Häkkinen warming up over there. Might go take a little outfield action. Maybe we see him play. We'll see.
2-1 the count. Hawes singled to left field his last time up. Runners at second and third. Good speed on the bases for Prentice. And another strike right there inside corner. 2-2 here, the count, one out. Big Aiden Hawes up against the left-hander. Look for the curveball here, Jeff. Nope. Threw the fastball away, and Braden's not taking his time, Jeff, just getting ready, and he's just taking it and pitching. He's got to look, maybe get ready, take a breath. There's a pitch.
There, you got a strike there, strike three.
Ooh.
And a second out of the inning. Aiden Hawes didn't like it. I thought it was a good pitch, hard to tell from our angle here. But Braden gets the strikeout and two outs we've got now. It's 5-2, a big outcome in here for the Buccaneer. The Loggers really need one right now. Adam Robb, who's been hitting the ball nicely here today, up to bat.
Adam got on and hit the ball down the third baseline twice. One was an error, and the next one was a line drive over, just over the glove of the leaping McCoy.
Strike there to Adam. 1-1 is the count here now.
All right, you got this down, I guess, Jeff. I'm not sure if anybody really knows.
No.
1-1, it looks like.
I'm calling my own pitches, Scotty.
Ooh, Adam went after a high ball right there, Jeff. That one was at the eyeball.
And 1-2, and just like that, Lager's an advantage here. And that one fouled back. Adam gets a hold of it.
Braden, he gets on the mound before the batter's even in the box. He really is trying to get going. And I don't blame him for the cold here. And strike three, swing in, and he gets out of it with no more further damage, Jeff. The end of four, it's 5-2. After 3.5 complete, 5-2 Prentice Buccaneers.
Leading the Loggers. And we're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix FM and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's our old team, the Prentice Buccaneers, taking on the Phillips Loggers here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And Merriwood North action here right now. Prentice Buccaneers leading 5-2. And up to bat here, leading off for the Phillips Loggers in this bottom of the fourth inning. Going to be Big Diesel, Derek Pishka. Pishka, a sophomore, playing out in left field at right field. Derek's on right, I believe.
He is in left field and watched a pitch go by in the bottom of the second.
All right, Pishka swings through that one. First pitch, Pishka going to be aggressive. He's not going to let nothing just go by him in this one. Derek steps back in. And we got McCoy Delasky. Derek gets a hold of that one. That a nice hit over the third base. And Derek Pishka with a single.
Pulled down the line. All pull Pishka got her.
All pull Pishka. You were right on that one, weren't you there, Scotty? And that's going to bring up the real McCoy Decoy. McCoy Delasky.
McCoy struck out his last time. Derek getting a big lead right there. Jonas Soroba doing a good job throwing strikes, though, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
You got it. We talked about that all game. Just throw strikes. Stick with that fastball. And Pishka gets back to first base.
Soroba has got a pretty quick move over there, so Derek better pay attention.
Yeah, I don't think you got to worry about Derek going to. I think his nickname used to be Snail. He's gotten longer and leaner, though. He can take a base, maybe.
Snail. That's a great nickname. 0-2.
That was within the friend group, you know. All right, here you go. McCoy swings through that one. Strike three. Jonas gets the strikeout and is going to bring up top of the order. Colin Kleinschmidt up to bat. Nick and Karen, good to have you guys watching.
Colin has grounded out hard once the second base, once the shortstop. So, Jeff, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Colin just an athlete out there, kid you want out there playing. He swings through that one, strike one.
Probably one of the fastest kids on the field, too.
One of the fastest kids in the conference, the freakish speed that he has. Colin, been playing baseball for a long time.
Bats from the right-hand side. I like his batting gloves there, Jeff.
Yeah. And they're going to almost get Derek, but the speedy Derek Pisca makes it back. The first going to have to watch out for a double conch lap pass.
0-2 the count. There was a back pick there from Hardy, and sliding back in was all Pope
Derek's
Pisca.
Got a nice big lead over there, causing chaos. And what do they call that one? Outside.
Ooh. I thought it was maybe a touch high. 1-2 the count. He missed with the curveball.
Colin, got to be aggressive here.
There goes Pisca.
And he hits that one second base as the second baseman was going over to cover the base, or he would have got it. Pisca to third. Colin with the base hit. There's your momentum swing. It was a hit and run. That worked out.
Yep.
That's going to bring in Ty Henderson.
Moving over there was Zach Starkey, and hit it right in the hole right there, and look for him to be running right here, Jeff.
Yeah, Pisca making it over to third base.
Alpo got the steal sign right there.
He started things off here. Still just one out. Colin, he's going to go. You know that. Pisca gets back to third. And on the throw, Hardy got the catch and immediately threw it to third base.
It's kind of nice to see that Prentice has got a few plays. You know, they on the first to third, they've shown them all right there.
Mm-hmm. And Ty swings through that one. Going to be strike two, I believe. 0-2 the count to Ty Henderson.
Ty's 0-2. He grounded out to short and flew out to right.
The tying run at the plate here for the Loggers.
5-2 lead. I don't know why they're playing up on the grass.
And a swing and a miss there. Second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Schmader, Aiden Tobias.
And they got a base open here, Jeff. I wouldn't give him anything real good to hit with two runners in scoring position. That's me, though. What do you think, Jeff?
Fastball down the middle.
That's what you say, huh?
Swing hard. That's how we play baseball tonight. And there we go. Jonas was listening. Fastball down the middle.
Jonas is a bulldog. He's going to go right after everybody.
Yeah, not afraid.
Mm-mm. 0-1 the count. Two outs. Schmader up. There's a move back.
Thrown into the outfield.
Center field. Oh,
and
no.
Pisca. He's going to score. Kleinschmidt causing chaos. That's what he does. Scott, you know Colin's nickname?
What was it?
Scoots.
Oh, that's right.
There you go. There was his name right there.
So, error on the pickoff play.
Makes it 5-3. Schmader going to take a strike, I believe. 0-2 is the count. Got Lane Abraham on deck. That one outside.
Hardy set up outside right there. They missed maybe 6-8 inches off the dish, but it's a good setup pitch. And if they go back inside, they might be able to jam them up.
High and inside. That's where I'd be going if it's Scotty. Schmader gets under that one. That one's going to be popped up. Looks like to Heston Heckman. He makes the catch and ends the inning. Ends the threat there. The Loggers score one. They make it 5-3 at the end of four innings. It's 5-3. Prentice Buccaneers leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix FM and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Nate Podewelt, he left us. And up here in the booth here, it's nice in here, but Scotty, it's a cold one outside. They're probably under 40 degrees, I'm imagining, with that wind and these players battling it out.
It feels like 22 degrees or something like that.
Prentiss leading 5-3 in this game. Top of the fifth inning coming up here for you. And leading off, I believe, is going to be Jax Franz.
Followed by Noah Gruber and Ledger Jones. So, 6-7-8 here coming up. And I don't know if Scott Robb has got some sort of a device out there. He's probably got PitchCom.
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
No.
Have you seen now they don't give signs in the major leagues?
Oh, yeah.
They just, like, type it in.
They
got a little thing right here, and then they got some listening device.
I don't think Prentiss has that technology yet.
Scott loves technology, so I don't know.
He does.
I think he probably
might
have
it.
It.
He might be.
I don't know. What's the...
I don't know. He's limping over there to Seth Heckman. Gives him something.
Yeah,
all right. Here we go.
Oh, he's
here's Franz.
Hand warmers, I think.
Is that cheating? Hand warmers might be cheating, isn't it?
To the umpire? I don't know. I mean, you got to do everything you can, right?
I guess so.
All right. Reback waiting.
All right. They're set to go here. 5-3. Top of the fifth inning, Prentiss leading. They're up to bat. Here's Franz, the pitch from Reback. Swing and a strike.
Yeah.
0-1 the count here.
Jax Franz got hit by a pitch and struck out. He's 0-1.
And Reback, that one high. Going to be ball one. 1-1 is the count.
Reback had a little trouble finding the plate. Gave up a couple walks. Let's see if he buckles down here. That ball's outside. It's 2-1 here on the leadoff hitter in the inning, Jax Franz. I think we'll be going back 98-3. He'll have the Brewers on. They're playing the Tigers. Jack Flaherty's going to be pitching for the Tigers tonight. Brewers looking to bust up their three-game slide. 3-1 here now. That pitch is inside, and Jax draws a walk to start out the top of the fifth.
Got to throw strikes here. That's the name of the game. That's going to bring up Noah Gruber. Walked and struck out here. Stranded at third once.
Oh, looks like they're going to give a change here, is it?
I'm going to get a change.
Well, Starkey's going to run for Jax, I guess.
Right.
So second baseman, he's going to enter and probably be a re-entry, Jeff. They allow that for the DH.
Sure. Well, this is how they put it on the card.
Yep. So Starkey's going to run for Jax Franz. And Jax has been hitting for him, but Starkey's going to get a chance to run. I think they'll get one re-entry after this. So Scott Robb walking over there, or was it Jason? Oh, that's old Catfish Hunter.
Jason Catfish Robb. Assistant coach. All right, Reback, he's going to step back in. One ball, no strikes here to Gruber. And it's Starkey over at first base, the pinch runner. I'm going to throw it back over to him, keep him on.
Kind of a quick pickoff move right there from
Braden. Braden the lefty. Always nice being a lefty to be able to throw to first base. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah.
This one goes home wide right. And 2-0 is the count here.
Missed outside. That riding fastball rolled even farther on him, and it's 2-0 now on Gruber.
And here's the pitch from Reback. Swung and missed by Gruber. 2-1. No outs.
Loggers afraid of the running game here, definitely, because Prentiss has done a lot of running. It's just you got to pitch little strikes to the bottom of the order.
That's what we need here right now. And that one down low. Kuchibo has popped up ready to go to first. It's not an easy throw down to first base. I don't know how much that wind is going here yet, Scotty, but it was coming in from right field.
I don't think it's calmed down.
Here's the pitch. That one high and outside again. Just want to throw strikes here. Now you got more runners to worry about. Sawyer's going to go out there. Talk to Braden for a second.
The first two men have walked in the top of the fifth here for the Buccaneers. Ledger Jones is coming up. He's walked and struck out.
All right, Ledger Jones, the freshman. Here's Ledger. He steps in. Gets a sign here from Coach Rob over at third base. And Ledger digs in. Here's going to be the pitch from Revac. Looks the runner back. Throws it. Strike. Looks like Ledger threw it a bunt there. Pulled it back last second. Strike one to Ledger Jones.
Yeah, Ledger, I don't know if it was a fake bunt sign or was trying to lay down the bunt.
Going to throw it again and pull it back. That one goes off Kuchiba's leg.
Both runners will move up 90 feet. So wild pitch. And now just as good of a bunt, as a bunt right there, Jeff. 1-1, nobody out. Runners at second and third with Ledger Jones up. 5-3 lead here for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, good spot here for Ledger Jones. Get a base hit right here and really open this game up again.
Kuchiba having a tough time back there, and those bounces are really tough to smother because the ball's not really bouncing the way it normally would.
No, and that one went down, and it looked like it felt like it hit his ankle when it hit. I don't even know if that last one had hit the ground, but all right, here we go. Revac steps into the mound here. Here's the pitch to Jones. That one's a strike. Going to make it 1-2.
Top of the fifth here. Prentice leading. Phillips trying to keep this game close. Ooh, just away. And he wanted that one. Kind of hopping off the mound there was Braden. Jeff's doing a little Snapchatting over here.
Got to, you know, connect with the fans a little bit while we got some time up here. And a swing and a strikeout from Revac. And it's going to make it. Is that two out, Scotty? Just one.
That is one out.
First out of the inning.
Revac threw a nice pitch there that rode away from Ledger Jones. That brings up Ryder.
And here's Ryder Jones here with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. He puts down a bunt, a nice one, and he's going to get thrown out at first base. Though.
Runner's caught up between second and third.
Right there, Aiden.
They're not going to throw it behind the runner and had an opportunity there.
Why didn't they throw it to second base there?
Not sure.
He was halfway there.
Not sure.
It could have been the okay. Okay, that was a strange thing that just happened right there.
Runner from second moved all the way up. Noah Gruber was at third base. Aiden Tobias had an opportunity. That brings up Hardy Heckman with runners in the scoring position. He took a low strike right there, 0-1. And Hardy is looking to drive in a couple runs. Braden, that one's fouled back now, and it's 0-2.
Really was a nice bunt there that he laid down.
Yeah, right in front of the plate. And, you know, Kuchiba did a really nice job of fielding that ball, holding the runner. The runner had to go all the way back because he kind of faked at him.
Sure. I can't for the life of me figure why he didn't throw it to second base to get that out, though. He was watching, looking right at him. Was that odd to you or no? He was like halfway in between third and second, running back to second, and there was the second baseman there.
Just didn't feel comfortable throwing
sure.
the ball.
Either way, two outs here.
Or thought maybe they would get in the rundown and try to score a run. Not sure. I don't think that would have happened, actually, with that particular runner.
All right, here's the pitch from Revac, and just getting a hold of it is Ryder. Braden's going to have to get there in time. Did he do it? They said no, a runner scores.
Hardy busted down the line and got an infield single. Pitch from Aiden Tobias over to Braden was just a little bit late.
Yeah, and Loggers or the Buccaneers score a run on that one. 6-3 is the score.
So Hardy's 2-for-3 and got an RBI. He'll probably be running here right away.
Stepping in is Stroba. That one foul to the right side. Robo follows that one off. Still got a runner down at third base due to the Buccaneers.
So Hardy will have to go back. He was on the move, but that one's fouled back there by Jonas Staroba. Two outs.
All right. Staroba steps back in. There's a bad one. They're going to get the runner here. And everyone's going to be safe and a runner scores.
And Hardy stole second. He got into the pickle trying to get the runner in. And
defensive possession there for the Phillips Loggers. A run scores. And going to have a breakout on the mound here. Coach Bolt's going out to the pitcher's mound to talk about things. Hey, we're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And welcome back, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman. Still in this fifth inning here, it's Jonas Staroba at the plate here with two outs. The Prentice Buccaneers leading the Phillips Loggers now 7-3, and it is a 1-1 count here with a runner on second base. This is a pitch to Staroba. That one high and outside.
The last play there was a nice pickoff move, and they just had to complete the play to get the guy out.
Yeah,
and they just didn't do it.
All right, here's Rivak. That one outside as well. 3-1 is the count here to Jonas Staroba.
Heston Heckman looming on deck. Jonas has walked twice. Hardy got a big lead there. There's the ground ball to second base. Fielded there by Henderson. Throws the first low in the dirt, and it's picked away, and Hardy's going to score.
And the Loggers can't get out of an inning. Bad throw there, and runners are safe, and it's 8-3. Buccaneers leading, fifth inning.
And that's what I had told Hardy and Heston after they lost a couple games. I said, running makes a big difference, and their running game has really controlled this, Jeff.
Yeah.
8-3 here, top of the fifth. Staroba is taking a big lead and moved to first, and he's safe. Staroba is going to be going probably right away here. Heston Heckman up to the plate, batting from the right side.
All right, here's the pitch.
There goes Staroba,
the runner on. And Kuchba can't get it. A weird bounce right there. Saved by Lane Abraham from going out into the outfield.
So another stolen base right there for Staroba. A lot of team speed from...
You got a lot of team speed. J.J. Haakkonen on the bench over there can't find a spot on this team here. It's 8-3.
Staroba getting a big lead there. And there he goes. And he was on the move, and he would have taken third anyway. But the ball down in the dirt, and so another stolen base will give him for Jonas Staroba.
All the way to third base here. Two outs here. Loggers desperately trying to get out of this inning.
Heston Heckman up 2-0.
And there's a strike to Heston.
He takes a strike, and that's probably a wise thing to do to add on to the lead. Top of the fifth, 8-3 from the Prentice Buccaneers.
Got Aiden Hawes on deck.
2-1 the count. Here's a pitch. Heston had it and swung through it and fouled it straight back. He'd like to have that one back again.
Yeah, that was a nice pitch there for Heckman. He's ready to hit this one out in that right center, left center gap, I feel like. Score that one, that run. Prentice don't want to be done with this inning.
2-2 the count. Rivak from the belt. Misses outside just barely. Full count, two outs. Staroba leading from third.
And Heston taking a chance, not swinging at that one, maybe right there.
I wouldn't leave that one go.
There we go. And doesn't let that one go. That one fouled up to the right side, out of play. Full count, two outs. Top of the fifth inning, it's 8-3. Prentice Buccaneers leading the Phillips Loggers. And here's the pitch again. Heckman fouls that one out. Good piece of hitting here by Heckman.
Heston trying to put the bat on the ball, as they'd say, with two outs. Jonas Staroba with all the speed in the world. Anything hit, he's going to go, and he'll score. So, two outs.
Got a nice lead at third. That one high and outside. Going to take his base. And throwing strikes going to be an issue here for the Loggers this season.
Another walk, although that was a nine-pitch at bat right there, Jeff.
The runner's at the corner. Heston, he's probably going to be going again, first pitch.
Claus is singled and struck out.
And no play over there to third base. Or to second base, I should say. So now runners at second and third. With two outs. And another ball there.
2-0 the count.
Aiden Hawes steps back in from the right side. Big lead here from Staroba on the third base line. Aiden takes strike one.
Took a 2-0 strike again, and kind of sensing a little bit of a change from the Buccaneers. They've had so many tough seasons, and now they have a few players, and they're doing some baseball strategy, not just swinging at everything up there.
Absolutely. I think they got a nice little team here, Prentice, with some potential of filling in some nice positions in the pitcher, the catcher, all your important spots here. And there's going to be a walk. Hawes gets walked, and that's going to bring up Adam Robb.
And I think that might have been an intentional, unintentional walk to get to Adam Robb, although Adam has hit the ball hard a couple times. He's gotten on an error. Scored twice and singled and then struck out. Oh and one. Out of the windup. And here's a swing and a miss right there. 0-2.
All right. Base is loaded. Adam Robb up to bat. Every kid's dream here, right, Scott?
You betcha. Two out.
There.
Swung and a miss. And
Braden gets out of the inning with a strikeout. It's 8-3. Prentice extends that lead, and we are in the middle of the fifth inning here now. It is 8-3, and we're going to send it back to 103.1 FM, Trail Mix FM, and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried-and-true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamgen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's an 8-3 lead here for the Prentice Buccaneers over the Phillips Loggers. And it is the bottom half of the fifth inning. It is the Phillips Loggers up to bat. Lane Abraham, who started this game pitching, he's going to lead off.
This is a Heckman Auction home run inning right here, Jeff.
Heckman Auction home run inning. All right, Lane. Let's do it here, Lane. I don't think Lane's going to be able to do an in the Parker.
He's got good wheels.
Here's a.
That's I think up, if you hit it down into the right field corner, you could run.
That's up for debate. The problem with Lane is he thinks that's a long run, so he'll do the jog to second base and then be like, now I got enough left in the tank to make it here. And Lane, there you go. He hits one right over past the second baseman into right field. And good story about Lane from track season when he was in middle school. We talked Lane into coming out for track and come run a race, and it might have even been freshman year. And he was running the 200, and for the first 100, he jogged it so that he could finish strong. Got picked on for about 4 years for that one. There he's going to go. That one
popped up to left field.
Braden hits it high into left field, and it was caught, but nice hit by Braden. Got under it. High and deep, but not deep enough. And Lane got to stay at first base. Going to bring up Sawyer Kuchaba.
Lane was on the move right there, and he would have probably had that base stolen.
Yeah. Instead, we've got Sawyer Kuchaba. Oh, Henry hit it in the right field last time, and he does it again. Lane makes the second baseman go towards second base, and he's going to make it all the way to third. Henry with the single.
Kind of another hit and run right there. Soft single into right. It could have actually been a double play if the second baseman would have stayed home. Not that he should have been. So leading from first here is Kuchaba. He's probably going to be going right away here. First and third. One out. 8-3 lead. Bottom of the fifth.
Brendan Susan. He's at the plate here. And Brendan's done a nice job at putting the bat on the ball this year. Not always ending up with a hit, but not afraid to swing the bat here. Here's a pitch from Stroba. That one inside.
2-0 the count here. Runners at second and third. Logger is looking to cut into that five-run deficit. Bottom of the fifth inning. This game, anything can go still, Jeff.
That one inside as well. Yeah, Loggers can score a few runs here, a couple of runs here. Then they got to throw strikes.
Yep.
All right, here's Stroba with one out, 2-1 pitch. Susan, there we go. He got some contact on it, fouled it back to the backstop, and it's 2-2.
So we had a single, a fly out, and then a single. Now we had first and third with a stolen base. Make it second and third here. And a strikeout right there for the second out.
That's going to bring up Derek Diesel Pischka, or Derek
Allpull.
Allpull Pischka.
Last time he pulled it down the line.
You're going to have to go with that nickname then.
Allpull?
Allpull.
He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single and a scored. He scored a run too.
He got a piece of that one. Follows it to the backstop.
Had a good one to hit right there, right down the middle. Right down Flambeau Ave, Jeff.
Right down Flambeau Ave, Diesel. With two outs.
Phillips really needs to cut into this deficit right there.
Man, a nice pitch from Stroba was a strike. Two strikes, two outs.
Stroba going right after him. 0-2, two outs. Tried to throw outside right there, and it's 1-2 here with two outs. Big lead out at second base.
All right, Derek hits that one to the shortstop. Took that funny bounce. It's going to score two runs. Derek Pischka, that's all you need to do. Put the bat on the ball.
Wow, that was a weird bounce right there, Jeff. That's a spring bounce for a really soft single.
I think it
would have been an
interesting
single anyway.
J.J. Häkkinen going to come in. He's going to pinch hit for McCoy Delaski.
Two big RBIs from Allpull right there.
All right, let's see what J.J. can do.
A two-out base hit, scores two runs, and now it's 8-5. Bottom of the fifth, J.J. Häkkinen up at the plate.
And don't know what they call ball one.
Alpo Pishka getting a big lead over there.
All right, Derek got a big lead.
Now he's shortened up.
All right, JJ swings through that one. One ball, one strike.
JJ just got to put the bat on the ball and use that speed.
And there he does it. Hits this one, second base. Get there, young man. JJ runs it out. Oh, he called him out. What a terrible call. JJ ran that one out, dug it out. The umpire calls him out. He wants to go home over there at first base. Give him the base.
Top. Now through five.
You're safe all day, JJ.
8-5. Phillips leading, and it looks like Braden is going to come back out here for his third inning of work.
There we go.
Top of the sixth. So Jeff is going to go through our sports sponsors.
Hey, we want to thank.
We don't have Ruth no more.
We don't have Rubens no more, but that would have been the Rubens sales trash call of the game. We're going to thank Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms out of Butternut. We got some cheese from there last week, Scott.
Good?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Wolf Farms, they make cheese?
Yeah, well, they sell it over there.
Okay.
And Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
All right, we're having a little bit of fun here. Hey, it's a long game. It's a cold game. And everyone going all out there on the field, you got to love it. It's 8-5. Phillips putting a couple runs up on that in that last inning. And
top of the sixth, we'll see what happens here.
Rivak, he's going to continue to pitch here in the top of the sixth. And leading off, I believe, is not Joe Franz. Who would it be here?
Starkey.
Like Starkey's going to bat.
He's going to bat for himself, so the DH is off. Franz is out after he got ran for. Starkey's going to go old style here, Jeff. No batting glove. Day like this, you know? You used to go no batting gloves, too, right?
Yeah.
Farmhand.
Mm-hmm.
Rivak, the left-hander, is going to take some more warm-ups. Kuchba behind the dish. We got a couple frames to go here. 8-5 is the ball game in favor of Prentice Buccaneers. That was a big two-out hit right there by the sophomore.
Derek Pitka getting him back into the game. Hey, he had the hit down the right field line or the left field line over the third base as well. That was his rip.
That was over the bag.
Over the bag, that's right. Along with this one. So Derek Pitka getting the bat on the ball, like we said.
Two for three.
JJ got robbed on that call as well. Ran that one out at first. The umpire says, hey, we got to get home, you guys.
Let's see here.
So Loggers got to throw strikes in this inning. Let's make the runners or the batters do the work.
Starkey hasn't hit yet. He got to run and scored a run for Jack Franz last time up or as a pinch runner. He's been the second baseman. Made a nice play, and then there's been a...
There's that throw again. Did you see that down to second base?
Yep.
It just stopped and rolled. So there's no bounce on the dirt at all here today.
Yep, it's tough because you basically got to have your glove right on the ground, and then the time that you do, it'll bounce over your glove. Just one of those days. Once this grass starts growing, hopefully at the end of the week we get a little warm weather and we'll get some greenness out here, Jeff.
You got it.
Out of the windup, here is Rivak. He misses low.
All right, Rivak. Ball one. To Starkey.
He's got 6-7-8, and if the Loggers want to stay in this game, they got to get through this inning with no walks and maybe unscathed here. So Starkey, Gruber, and Ledger Jones scheduled the hit 2-0 now, the count out of the windup here. Revac missed low.
Down low. Revac misses here. 3-0. Tough time throwing strikes.
Revac rocks back. Called it a strike. He thought it was a ball, was going to walk down to first, and, you know, that's how she goes, right, Jeff?
That's how she goes.
3-0, that's a lot of times called a strike when it doesn't have to be.
All right, ball outside. First runner gets the walk here. Here's Gruber stepping in.
Gruber's walked twice and struck out. Score a run. Here's somebody taking batting practice down there.
And that one, ball one to Gruber.
Missed outside again. And Revac needs to find the dish, especially against the 7, 8, 9 hitters here, Jeff. Leading from first is Starkey. Logger's very concerned with the runners, as they probably should be.
No, we got to throw strikes. Ah, the umpire not ready. Umpire needs to be a little more deliberate with what's going on. He's really quiet. I think he yelled at Braden again there for pitching the ball.
It's because Braden...
He's got a fast rhythm.
Yep, he's got a fast rhythm. I don't think he means to do what he's doing, but he does it. That ball's to the backstop, and Starkey will take second on the wild pitch.
All right, 2-0 here, the count. I don't see anyone warming up in the bullpen.
Well, if they got other games this week, you know, it's just tough.
All right, 2-0 the count here to Gruber. There, throws a strike, he pops it up. That's what we needed, Braden. And Lane going to make the catch over the shoulder. Not so easy. That's an athletic play there by Lane Abraham.
It is.
Getting out.
I'm surprised Colin didn't call him off there. Colin right behind him there. So F6, it goes down in the books. That's the first out of the inning, Jeff.
So one down. Runner on second base here. And that's going to bring up Ledger Jones.
Cousin Ledger.
Cousin Ledger takes strike one. Cousin Ryder on deck. Oh, and in the ground, runner is going to advance to third.
He spiked a fastball, Jeff, and nothing Kuchiba could do there. So, runner at third. 8-5 lead for Prentice, looking to add on. We got any insurance companies, Jeff?
Yeah, we got Forward Insurance, not on that list. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be on that list, though.
Forward Insurance runs, looking then.
There we go.
1-2, the count.
And that one up high. 2-2 is the count with one out, runner on third.
Ledger struck out twice and walked.
And strike three there to Ledger Jones. Braden gets a strikeout. Ryder going to take his chance.
Ryder is 0-2. He bunted out his last time, struck out, called, and walked.
And here's the pitch from Revac. That one, what do you call it? Strike? There we go. We'll take it.
That was a big out for the Loggers with a runner at third
and
less than two outs.
Yeah,
anything would have scored them.
And with the top of the lineup coming up as well. And there's a rip from Ryder Jones up the middle, and the RBI going to extend this inning. A big insurance run there, a forward bank insurance run. For the Prentice Buccaneers, Ryder Jones, Graham and Sarkin at home, happy about that one.
Ryder clutches up there with a couple strikes on him and drove it up the middle. Here comes Hardy Heckman, who singled his last time up and scored twice. Last two times up.
His reback. That one in the ground. Kuchba up and throwing this one. And just short on the throw. Lane couldn't catch it. Would have had the runner out at first or at second.
Hey, he dug that ball out of the dirt. That was his best throw of the night.
It was. It was a bounce in front of the plate. Lane couldn't pick it up. And that would have ended the inning here. Hardy with a runner in scoring position now. And that one fouled back.
Hardy took a cut at one that was probably above the zone. He kind of tapped his helmet afterward. 1-1 here, 9-5 the score in favor of Prentice. Top of the sixth inning here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Loggers versus the Buccaneers in baseball.
And that one ball? Strike, they called that one. A little low one outside, got the strike call.
Was it?
They put it up on the board as a strike. It was right about where that one was. They called the ball, though. Two and two.
Skipped right there. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Hardy digging in. Leading from second, Ryder Jones with that RBI single.
And Hardy swung through that one. He wanted that one back. Braden gets the strikeout. Ends the inning. It's the going into the middle of the sixth inning here. It is the Prentice Buccaneers 9 and the Phillips Loggers 5. We're going to stay right here. And we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Scotty, where you got an auction coming up?
I got one going on right now in Fifield, and then we're going to have another nice one up in Waters Meet, Michigan.
All right. Where do we go to find that? HeckmanAuction.com?
HeckmanAuction.com, yep. Check it out. We got one in Fifield. It's got a nice track skid loader. There's
seen that.
There's a 16-foot trailer.
That one up on Sunday? Bidding ends on Sunday?
Tuesday. It was
Tuesday.
We want to skip Easter.
Oh, that's right.
So,
well, that's nice of you. All right. Jeff Haken and Roofing going strong here. Spring, it seems like it's here. Every time I tell the boys spring in here, it's on, though. We get another inch of snow. So I should be done saying that for a little bit. But
hopefully
it's that time of year. I think we got good weather coming. Baseball season here. And hopefully this is the bad game of the year weather-wise. But a spongy field had some funny things happening here tonight.
Top of the lineup for Phillips. If they want to get back in this game, this is a good chance. Bottom of the sixth, second to last chance for Phillips. Colin Kleinschmidt steps in. Taroba's still out there, going strong. He's done a nice job kind of holding him and throwing strikes. 1-0 the count. Jonas rocks back, fires.
There you go. Colin, get a hold of that one. That one went behind him.
Fell back and out of play.
You know, there's a spot over the right fielder's head over there that if Colin can hit one over that, flash one over him, that could be an inside the parker for him.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, dead.
That one's down?
They say down low. He called that one.
2-1 the count.
Jonas still pitching here tonight. Going strong. Jonas Taroba. And there Colin follows that one back as well.
Jonas blowing it into his hand. He's done a nice job pitching. This is into his sixth inning of work. 2-2 the count.
Going behind Colin. Curveball got away. Is that what that was, Scott?
Jonas hasn't thrown many curveballs, and on a day like this, it's hard to grip the ball. So he missed with that just to show it. Now we'll go back to the fastball. Ground ball to shortstop. Here comes Heston. He has to get rid of it quick. And called him safe. And
he was safe by a step. Colin runs that one out.
Infield single.
Infield single. He was safe by a step on that one. Just like JJ was, called him out on that one. 9-5 here. Loggers trying to get back into this ball game in this inning. No outs.
So Scoots to first. They'll probably be looking to run here, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, I think Scoots is going to scoot his way down to second base. First pitch. And apparently not.
Well, he had a really safe lead right there. Ty is 0 for 3. He's grounded out, flew to right field, and struck out. Ty Henderson, the second baseman, batting from the right side.
As Colin goes, out of hit and run out to right field. Ryder, he's going to get on top of it and throw it in. Colin over to third base.
Wow, that's the third hit and run for the Loggers. All line drives, and wow. Colin on the move. Lucky they didn't line out there. 9-5 here, top of the sixth, and Aiden Tobias with a golden opportunity right here.
Here you go,
fourth time through. He's right. Walked twice and popped out to short. There goes the runner, and no throw.
No throw down there. Runners on second and third here for the Loggers. Bottom of the sixth inning. We've got no outs, one strike. All right, here's the pitch. That one